From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's been no let-up in the surge in gasoline prices over the past 3 weeks. Prices at the pump were up 20 cents a gallon to a new high of $4 a gallon nationally for self-service regular. Fuel price analyst Jeff Sundstrom with AAA says that organization is urging gas stations not to jack up prices this week.
In view of the fact that the oil price has been so erratic, we're calling on gasoline stations to exercise restraint in their pricing at the pump until the markets give a clearer indication of their actual trend.
Sundstrom says gas prices are a dollar a gallon higher now than they were at this time last year. At least three deaths are being blamed on the storms that have been drenching parts of the Midwest this weekend. Although the rain has stopped across most of Indiana, some rivers have still not crested. Stan Jastrzebski of member station WFIU in Bloomington has the story.
The town of Spencer borders the White River, which has not been this swollen since a statewide flood in 1913. The river is forecast to crest at a level of more than 28 feet sometime in the next 24 hours. It takes just 14 feet of water to signal a flood. Stephen Craddock is the deputy director of the Owen County Emergency Management Office. He says relief may be slow in arriving because so few agencies are able to provide any.
We're trying to get more help in as much as we can right now. That's the situation causing the problem because the whole southern part of Indiana hit just as hard as we are. So getting resources, it's going to be tough between now and the next 48 hours.
The news is even worse to the northeast in the small town of Prince's Lake, where a dam breach has left that town's 1,500 residents all but cut off from surrounding communities. For NPR News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Bloomington, Indiana.
Opposition leaders in Zimbabwe say they have won a court challenge reversing a police ban on campaign rallies in the run-up to the country's presidential runoff election. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has the story.
A lawyer for Zimbabwe's opposition movement for democratic change said the court ruling allowed them to hold rallies without police interference. On Friday, the police announced a ban on several planned opposition rallies, saying they could not guarantee the security of party leaders. Opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai won the first round of the presidential vote in March and is scheduled to face off in a runoff against veteran Robert Mugabe on June the 27th. Meanwhile, the government's decision to suspend indefinitely the fieldwork of independent aid agencies in Zimbabwe is beginning to bite. Humanitarian groups have denied government charges that they're meddling in politics and taking sides with the opposition. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
A man drove a truck into a crowd of people in a busy shopping area of Tokyo today. He ran over three people and then took out a hunting knife and began randomly stabbing shoppers. Seven people were killed and 11 others injured before the man was apprehended by police. When asked the reason for the rampage, he told investigators that he was tired of life. This is NPR News. Investigators now suspect arson in the early morning fire that badly damaged the Texas governor's mansion in Austin. The historic building was unoccupied at the time. From member station KUT, Erica Aguilar reports.
Texas State Fire Marshal Paul Maldonado called the fire a terrible tragedy that could be the work of one person.
We have some evidence that indicates that we do have an intentionally set fire. And so we believe we may be looking at a criminal act here.
The agency is reviewing videotape from security cameras and interviewing security guards and nearby neighbors to find out how and who might have set the blaze. Because the mansion was undergoing a $10 million renovation, no one or anything was in the building. Former chief architect for the Texas Historical Commission, Peter Maxson, says it could be years before another governor calls the mansion home again.
If one could send a get-well card to a building, this would have many thousands, if not million, get well cards.
Damage estimates have not been determined. Federal investigators will join state and local agencies to launch a search for the suspect. For NPR News, I'm Erica Aguilar in Austin.
First Lady Laura Bush made a quick visit to Afghanistan today to highlight progress there as she traveled to a U.S.-European Union summit. At one point, her convoy passed a man who had a donkey loaded with crops. A guide assured Mrs. Bush that the crops were not opium poppies. Afghanistan is the world's largest producer and exporter of opium and heroin, but Mrs. Bush says she believes that is changing.
I think still it's more lucrative to grow poppies, but not near as lucrative as it was compared to wheat because of the rise in food prices, the rise in commodity prices worldwide.
Mrs. Bush also spoke to American troops near Kabul. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.